Hey everyone, Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life with a little more stoic swagger. Today, we're diving deep into something that trips up even the most zen of us. Forgiveness. Now, I know what you're thinking, Avery, isn't forgiveness just letting someone off the hook for their crappy behavior? Well, kind of, but there's a whole lot more to it than meets the eye. See, holding onto grudges is like carrying around a backpack full of rocks. It weighs you down, makes every step harder, and steals your energy. And let's be real, these rocks are usually made of anger, resentment, and bitterness, which are about as useful as a chocolate teapot. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what someone did. It's about releasing yourself from the chains of that hurt and freeing up mental space for something more positive. Think of it like this. Forgiveness is an act of self-care. You're choosing to protect your own peace and well-being, even if the other person isn't playing their part. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you on your journey to becoming a forgiveness ninja. 1. Understanding forgiveness. It's not about forgetting what happened or pretending it didn't hurt. It's about acknowledging the pain, letting go of the anger, and choosing to move forward without letting the experience define you. Think of it like this. Forgiveness is a muscle that gets stronger with practice. The more you forgive, the easier it becomes. 2. It starts with you. You can't force someone else to forgive you, but you can choose to forgive them. Remember, holding on to grudges only hurts you in the long run. It's like pouring poison into your own well. Eventually, you're the one who gets sick. 3. Embrace empathy. Trying to understand the other person's perspective, even if it doesn't excuse their actions, can be surprisingly helpful. Were they going through something difficult? Did they make a mistake out of fear or insecurity? Remember, everyone makes mistakes, and sometimes those mistakes stem from pain or trauma. 4. Practice self-compassion. Be kind to yourself throughout this process. Forgiveness isn't always easy, especially when you've been deeply hurt. It takes time and effort, so don't beat yourself up if it doesn't happen overnight. Just keep practicing and be patient with yourself. 5. The power of letting go. Holding on to grudges keeps you stuck in the past. Forgiveness allows you to step into the present moment and embrace new possibilities. It's like taking a deep breath, letting go of all that baggage, and feeling lighter than air. Ever felt like you're carrying around this invisible weight, this emotional burden from some past wrong? You know that feeling when you're in a room full of people, but your mind is replaying that hurtful moment over and over again. It's exhausting, right? Imagine walking into that same room free from the shackles of resentment, feeling light, and open to connecting with others. That's the power of forgiveness. Now, let's talk about a real-world scenario. Say your friend borrowed money months ago and never paid you back. You're still fuming every time you see them, avoiding their calls, and holding on to that anger. But what if you decided to practice forgiveness? What if you sat down with your friend, calmly explained how their actions made you feel, and set clear boundaries for the future? Maybe they had a genuine reason for not paying you back, or maybe they were simply thoughtless. Regardless, by practicing forgiveness, you're choosing to release the anger and resentment, opening the door to communication and possibly even repairing the friendship. See, forgiveness isn't about condoning bad behavior, it's about setting yourself free. It's about letting go of the past and stepping into a future filled with peace, joy, and genuine connections. Remember, you're in control of your own emotions. Choose to be the bigger person, choose to forgive, and choose to move forward with lightness and grace. Share this episode with someone who might need a little reminder about the power of forgiveness. And if you have any stories or insights you want to share, hit me up on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Until next time, stay strong, stay stoic, and never stop striving for emotional resilience. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.